Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
When going through a digital transformation or ERP implementation, it's common to see the project get off track, to run into challenges along the way. But there's a lot of things that I would do to help you fix your project, and that's what I want to talk about here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world to reach their third stage of digital transformation success. And one of the services we provide to our clients is project recovery services. A big part of our revenue is helping clients fix a project that's gone off track or in some cases had an extreme failure already, and we'll help recast the plan and recast the execution of that plan to ensure it gets back on track and delivers the value that the client expects. So what I want to do today is talk about what are those things that I would do if I were going to come in and help you fix your project. And again, this is going to apply whether you're just starting to see things slip off track or whether you're in a real disaster and a real mess. Either way, this framework that I want to provide to you today is meant to help you through that and help you figure out what the best path forward is going to be for you. I've included a link to a video right here that describes Third Stage in a bit more detail. It talks about our story, our history, our philosophy, our clients, our service offerings, and that sort of thing. But in general, what Third Stage Consulting does is we're an independent and tech agnostic consulting provider. We help clients through their entire digital transformation life cycles, beginning with digital strategy, software evaluation and selection, all the way through and including implementation planning, implementation readiness, and the actual implementation itself. We're technology agnostic, so we only represent our clients' best interests. We do not represent software vendors. But having said that, we work very closely with software vendors, all the leading players that you can imagine we've worked with, both in helping clients evaluate and select them, but also in helping clients implement those solutions as well. So we have a very broad, objective, agnostic view of the market that is meant to really represent your interest as you go through your digital transformation. I also encourage you to scan this QR code right here to get access to our Resource Center. This Resource Center has a ton of information, a ton of eBooks that are free. You have access to top 10 software rankings, playbooks for how to make your project more successful, guides to change management, YouTube videos, all kinds of stuff that are gonna help you through your digital transformation. So I encourage you to scan this QR code to get access to those resources. And please feel free to reach out to me directly to brainstorm ideas about your project. Even if it's just informally, you want to bounce around some ideas and get some informal advice, I'd be happy to spend some time with you. So feel free to reach out to me. I've included my contact information below. You can also find it in the description field of this video as well. The first thing I would do if I were hired to help you fix your project and to get your project back on track is to assess and analyze. I would look at the work that's already been done. I would assess the plan, I would assess the execution, and I would assess the deliverables that have been created so far in the project. Whether you're just starting off in the requirements phase or whether you're well down the path of multiple go-lives along the way, whatever phase you're in, that's the first thing I would do is assess and analyze. Now, it's easy to poke holes in a project execution of complexity like a digital transformation. When you have a very large project that affects a lot of people, involves a lot of technology and process changes, you're inevitably going to run into challenges. So when you assess and analyze, you're going to run into a laundry list of things that you could be doing better, and we could all be doing better in our implementations. But the key is to get your arms around what the real root causes are, because a lot of times when you have this laundry list of things that aren't going well, what a lot of those things are actually symptoms of something deeper, of a root cause that's causing a lot of those symptoms. It's a lot like when you go to the doctor, you don't want them just to give you medication or a Band-Aid to fix the problem in the short term. You want them to get at the root cause of what's causing the problem so you can avoid it again in the future. So in this assess and analyze phase of a project, you want to make sure that you're not only looking at the root causes of what's causing a lot of the symptoms, but you also want to make sure you're constructive, because it can be easy to pile on and to point fingers and that sort of thing. And that is not the intent of this project or this phase of a project. Instead, what you want to do is just factually and impersonally identify what the challenges and root causes are, not to point blame or place blame anywhere, but to ensure that you are getting a clear reading on the real situation. And this is why it's important to have an independent third party and a tech agnostic provider that is not affiliated with your software vendor, because there's no skin in the game. There's nothing to take personally in terms of assessing the project. And that is a good reason why you want to have an independent third party like a Third Stage Consulting, which is my company. Having a team like ours help you can help you more effectively and objectively assess and analyze your project.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
The next thing I would do if I was hired to fix your digital transformation project is that I would define and prioritize potential solutions to the challenges that were identified earlier in the project. As I mentioned before, oftentimes when you go through the assess phase of a troubled project, you find a laundry list of dozens, if not hundreds, of things that you could have been doing better. And it's impossible to boil the ocean and to navigate and implement all those changes all at once. After all, most organizations have limited resources, limited budgets, and limited capacity. So we have to prioritize and figure out how can we deal with the limited resources we have and have the biggest impact with those limited resources. So this is where we start to look at the things that are going to cost us the least amount of effort and disruption, but have the most value at the same time. For example, one of the common things we see is that a lot of times it's a lack of communication or a lack of coordination between different work groups that's causing problems on the project. It's not because the technology doesn't work necessarily. It's not because there's bugs in the system or the testing hasn't passed the testing phase. A lot of times it's something different than that. So we've got to get to the root cause of what's causing that challenge and what solution might remediate that challenge. Now, there's certain solutions that are real easy fixes. There are just little modifications, little tweaks to the way you're running the project, but they can have a huge amount of value. And there's other things that you might identify in the assess phase that are valid solutions, but they might cost a lot, might take a lot of time and effort, and not deliver as much value as some of the other solutions. So this is where we really want to prioritize those top 10 or 20% of solutions and really focus on those things at first, the things that are going to add the most value at the lowest cost and disruption to the project. Now, once we've prioritized all the potential solutions that could solve the biggest problems we have in our digital transformation project, the next thing I would do if I were here to fix your project is I would then create a remediation plan. One way to think about this is that you're sending in a SWAT team to help fix things and have an immediate impact with the least amount of disruption without completely throwing off the project and the work you've already done. And that's a really important thing because you don't want to disrupt the project in your remediation unless you're in an extreme failure, an extreme situation where it's warranted. But more often than not, you've got a good foundation, you've got some good stuff to work with on the project, you just want to make modifications along the way. So the remediation plan should reflect that. It may be that there's just minor modifications that don't cost a lot, don't disrupt the project, don't take a lot of time, but they're going to have a big impact, a material impact on the project overall. And those are the things you really want to focus on first in the short term. And the remediation plan should be in multiple phases. You might start off with those highest priority solutions that you identified in the define and prioritize phase of the project, and you might focus on the top 10 or 20% in the short term, and then over time you start to affect some of the other solutions or you start to implement some of the other solutions that we've identified along the way. So this is really the key here is to create a remediation plan that builds on what you've already done, continues that momentum, builds on the strengths of the project, but remediates and mitigates some of the risks that have percolated throughout a project. Now there's varying degrees of project challenges and projects that need to be recovered. Some are just starting to slip off the tracks, others are complete train wrecks and they've completely failed and there's almost a reset button that needs to be hit to start the project over or at the very least to recast the entire plan. And there's a lot of gray area in between. You might be somewhere in between. But one thing I will say is if there is an emergency and it's clear that things are getting further off track than maybe you thought or than you're comfortable with, it may be time to hit the reset button. It may be time to hit the pause button at the very least and say, hold on, we're going to stop the bleeding for the time being and reassess the entire thing so that we're not spinning our wheels, spending a lot more time and resources and heartache along the way while we're trying to figure out what's really wrong and what the new plan should look like going forward. Now, one thing to keep in mind here is oftentimes what happens is software vendors and their implementers will typically put an immense amount of pressure on you to keep the project going. Just stick with it, keep going, because they have an economic interest in ensuring that you do that. But you have to look at your assessment based on the first phases of the project that we talked about here today. You have to look at your situation and understand, is this something that's salvageable? Can we make minor modifications and make minor improvements and get on our way towards a better path? Or is this something that requires more drastic action? Is it something that requires us to completely pause the project or maybe even completely cancel the project for that matter? And we have had clients that have approached us to help them through that process. So whatever the case is, you want to make sure that you recognize where you are, how dire the situation really is, and how extreme you might need to be to take control of the project. And that's really the key here is when you're in this situation, it's incumbent on you, the organization, and your executive team to have confidence and take ownership of the project and stop the bleeding if that's where you're at. And despite the outside pressures to do otherwise, you want to make sure you're doing what's in the best interest of your organization and with the overall transformation project. So I hope this has provided a framework for how you can recover your project, some of the things I would do if I were hired to help you remediate your project. And if you are in the midst of an ERP implementation or a digital transformation that's struggling, perhaps it's off track, and you'd like to brainstorm ideas on how to get it back on track or maybe just talk through some ideas around that, please feel free to reach out to me. I'd be happy to be a sounding board for you and informally discuss with you what I would do and how you might go about your project recovery efforts. I've included my contact information below. My email address is right here on the screen in front of you, so be sure to reach out to me and I'd be happy to set up a time to chat with you. So hope you found this information useful and hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.